We're reading tonight from the book of Ephesians in chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. Paul said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages and world without end. Amen." Look at verse 20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." Amen. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that there's none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heavens in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Amen. There's none like unto the God of Jeshurun. Amen. My God, help us tonight. My text said, "Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." Amen. God is able tonight to do anything. Amen. The Bible said, amen, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Amen. Amen. The Bible said the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Amen. When John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness, amen, the Bible said, amen, "Then went out him Jerusalem and all Judea and the region around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins." Amen. Amen. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say with yourself, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." Get that, amen. God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. God doesn't need us, but we need him. Now, the Bible says, "It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, but the Bible said God is able to make him stand." Now, I know you don't know where I'm going yet. I'm not sure this is where I'm going yet either. Amen. But then our cry then is to get God to come here. Come on now. It's not in man to direct his own steps. Amen. If he trusts in his heart, the Bible says he's a fool. Amen. And why try it? Why try to direct your own steps? Why try to make it on your own? But if you can get God to help you, he can make you stand. There are a lot of people that ain't even trying tonight because they don't think they can live it. Well, praise God, I can't either. I had a man tell me, he said, "Preacher, would love to be a Christian. I want to be one, but he said, I know there's no use to start because I can't live it. I said, you know something? I can't either. Come on now. Oh, I know you're super spiritual and you can do it all on your own. But I found a long time ago that Brother Leon Buzzard didn't know how to do it. Come on, church. He said, wait a minute, how come you get up there and preach all that? Because I said, we got to be all that. Well, you just said you couldn't do it. I can't. He said, I don't understand. I said, I know you don't. You see, Paul said, it's not I that liveth, but the life that I live now in the flesh. Huh? It's Jesus Christ that's living in me. You can't do it. I know you can't. I don't expect you to. But I will tell you what I do expect you to do. I feel like if you turn yourself over to Jesus, He could make a holiness person out of even you. I said He could make a Christian out of you. Come on, church. He could take the vilest sinner, amen, in this building, thank God, and raise him up and make him to live right. Woo! Then the thing that we have to do is get God to come here. Well, don't sweat it. He's done promised that He would. Huh? He said, I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. If you got a lick of sense between your ears, you know that He has been here every day, every night that we have been here this week. Amen. He has passed through here. I said He's passed through here. Hello? Hello? Come on now. Amen. That is a promise. I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. And I'll tell you something. When He does, amen, He will have everything that anybody here needs. I went to a garage here a while back. Hey, man. Brother Bruce, I said, I need this fixed. He looked at me and said, I'm sorry. Hey, man, you have to go to the dealer to get that. Well, I went over to the dealer and he said, that's on backlog and I don't know when we'll get it. So I said, well, I see the best thing for me to do is get rid of this thing. Huh? Well, I'm telling you something tonight. He's passing through here tonight. Already know He's here. I done felt Him run His hand up and down my back. I done felt that. Woo! Come on here. I was nervous, but I ain't no more. Come on, church. I said when He comes, He's going to have everything that He needs to meet every need in this building. He won't have to pull out his cell phone and say, hey, Gabe, yeah. Well, I'm down here at Shady Springs, and I forgot to bring salvation with me. Huh? What, Jimmy ain't going to say, hey, I forgot to get the sack of sanctification. I don't know how I got off down here without my healing. Are you out there? I don't know what your need is, but He does. And He's out there, and He's walking the aisle, and He's got it. I said He's got it. I said He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. If you're bound by the chains of sin, He's got something that'll take the chains of sin away. If you ain't sanctified, He can do it. I said He can do it. If you're sick, He can heal you. Come on now. Come on now. Huh? You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost? He's got all of that you can stand. Woo! Come here now. I said he's got all you can take. I remember when I was seeking the Holy Ghost and I finally got it. I was down praying and I prayed all that I could. I quit and got up and was playing the guitar and I looked there and there's my brother and sister still down there praying. I said, well, I'll get down there and pray that God will baptize Daniel. So I got down beside Daniel and I got to pray. Give him, give him. And I got to looking up. Brother Larry, I looked up and it looked like I could see through the ceiling and there's a bright light up there. And I got to looking at that thing. And it got closer and closer. Pretty soon it come down through the roof. I jumped up and grabbed it. When I grabbed it, it grabbed me. Woo! About 2.5 hours later, I come to myself. Hey man, I was underneath the back seat speaking in some other language besides English, Cherokee, or any other Indian language. Hey man, come on here, church. When I finally could talk, I said, my God, turn it off. You're killing me. I can't take no more. I said, he's got it. He's got it. Just like you want it. He's got it. Just like you need it. Come on here, church. You want it, he's got it. Anything you want, he's got it. He's got it with him and he's here. That's him that you know, that little cold chill, you feel your hair standing up on the back of your head. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of God. Huh? Huh? He's riding in his excellency in the sky, in his chariot. And he come across there and said, whoa. They got that old buzzard up. I better get down there and help him. If I don't, he'll bomb out. Come on, church. He's what we need tonight. Whatever you need. Whatever you have to have. He's got it. Huh? Now, how many know that he's here? See that? Now, while it's a fact, amen, that he is here with us right now tonight, it is not an absolute fact nor a guarantee that we will receive a thing from him. Don't quit me here now. Don't quit me yet. Huh? You know what the Bible said? But the Bible said he passing through the midst of them went his way. Sweet Lamb of God. I thought if I was where the Spirit of God was, it'd just run over me and pound me down and get me and drag me to the altar by the hair of the head. Huh? Oh, you lost your shout, didn't you? Come on, church. No, he passing right through the midst of went his way. And not one person. Now, Jesus was right there and not one person among them got one thing. How often has Jesus come by you? Come by here. You knew he was here and nobody got a thing. And we went home just like we came. My. Oh, preacher, I just can't hardly believe, you know, that the Lord had come here and you could feel him and know he was here and nobody get nothing. Listen, the Bible said it come to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees, doctors of the law, and doctrines too, probably, sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And listen to what the Bible says. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Heal who? Well, I just read it to you here again. Pharisees and doctors of the law. Come on now. The power of the Lord was there. Present to heal him. But did you know that not one of them got a touch? Only one person got healed. The Bible said, behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with palsy. They sought means to bring him in and lay him before him when they could not find by which what way they might bring him in because of the multitude. They went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And Jesus healed him. Take your bed up. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go home. And here's the scribes and the Pharisees. Amen. They're all sitting there. The power of the Lord is present to heal any one of them. Come on here now. But they didn't get it because the Bible said the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason among them and saying, who is this that speaketh blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? If you don't get nothing from God tonight, it'll be because you came here for the wrong reason. Come on now. They're sitting there. Jesus is teaching. The power of God is there to heal any one of them. Amen. And they missed it. You know why? They didn't even ask for it. Come on here. You know why you ain't got nothing? You know why you're not saved? You ain't asking to. You know why you ain't sanctified? You ain't asking to sanctify. Come on here. Come on here, church. Amen. We just sat here and the Spirit of God's here. And we praise God, you know. You know, I see them when they're at a parade one day. And Jesus is riding on the donkey. Amen. Everybody's having a great time. Hosanna! Hosanna! He rides right through the middle of them, right down to Jerusalem. They're on every side, everywhere. Brother Brian, amen, he rode right through the middle of them, rode out the other side, got off, and went wherever he went. Nobody got healed. Nobody got touched. Nobody got delivered. Wonder why? Wonder why? You know, us Christians are that way. We come to church, the Spirit of God's there. We want to start praising God. I don't blame you. I do too. Amen. Come on, church. And we forget to ask God for what we need. And then we wonder why. Well, we had a great service. How come I didn't get it? Sweet Lamb of God, did you ask Him? Did you just let Him pass through and never say a word about it? Hello? Come on here now. Come on here now. He's passing through. I feel Him here. We can shout and run the aisles. I feel Him here. He's here. Amen. Well, how about reaching out and grab a hold of Him and say, hey, buddy. Hey, I need help. I need to be saved. I need to be sanctified. Hey, I need the Holy Ghost. I need healing. I need something, Lord. Come on now. Or you just sit there and let it pass on by. Will you miss it tonight again? Brother Leon, I don't understand. I ain't never heard nobody preach like that. I said, all we got to do is get him here and everything's took care of. No, it ain't. Hey, man, if you don't ask him, he ain't gonna make it. You know, the hardest thing there is to do is feed a little baby when it don't want to eat. Come on here now. Listen to this. Amen. The Bible says, listen to this now. And straightway, he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. When the evening was come, and the ship was in the midst of the sea, he alone on the land, the Bible said he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. Did you hear that? The Bible said he'd have passed them right on by. Well, did Jesus know what was going on? Hey, he always knows what's going on. The Bible said he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. He knew what was going on. Hey, man, my friend, he sees you tonight, and he knows what you're going through. He knows what you need. I said he knows what you need. He knows that the wind's contrary to you. He knows you're toiling and roaring. He knows what's going on. Yeah, He does. He's touched with the feelings of your infirmities. He does know. And here He is walking the aisles. I feel Him. Can y'all feel Him? Will He pass you by? If you just sat there, He will. He knew what was going on. Amen. Amen. And He responds just like He always does. The Bible said, He cometh unto them walking on the sea. He's here. He's here. I said He's here. I say He's here. Jesus has come right here. Amen. To Shady Spring tonight. And every night He's been here. And He's ready, willing, and able to help you. But if you just sit in your little ship and say, man, I believe that was Jesus walked by. Was that Jesus? Yeah, that was Him. Wonder where He's going. I don't know. Okay. I guess we'll see Him when we get over yonder. Look, Junior. Boy, He sure is making it fast over the sea there, isn't He? I wish we could catch up with Him. Bible said when they seen Him, they cried out. She said, oh, did you want me? Huh? Did you want me? The Bible said immediately He went where there's at. Yeah, they cried out. They cried. Amen. They all saw Him. They were troubled. And the Bible said immediately He talked with them and said to them, be of good cheer. It's I, be not afraid. I'm here. And He went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. You see? They were sore amazed. Amen. Yeah. Man, we cried out, here He is. Here He is walking the aisles tonight. Your soul is troubled. You're lost and undone. He's here to calm the sea. Huh? If you're here and the devil's got you in a quandary, amen, got you in a storm, amen, about to sink your boat, here He is. He's walking on the sea, see? Do you see Him? Do you feel Him? Do you know He's here? Why don't you cry out to Him? Why don't you call on Him? Why don't you say, Jesus? Jesus? Can you say Jesus? Do you know the word Jesus? Can you say it? Can you say it? Jesus! 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 Sweet Lamb of God! Sweet Lamb of... Woo! He's here. He's here! I said the Son of God is here! I feel Him here! I know that's Him. I've seen Him before. I've felt Him before. That's Him. That's what we're looking for. Come on, church. Jesus. 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 Come on, you know Jesus is here. Some have received Him by crying out to Him, while others sat silent and let Jesus pass right on by. Lord, You've done what I ask You to. You're walking the aisle. I know You are. That's the sweet Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of Almighty God. I said that's Him walking the aisle. Amen. Jesus. 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 Cody, I son of a baby old son died. Ililio Sunday. Ililio Kandababibi. Ililio Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. That's Him. That's Him. I said, that's Him. Don't look for nothing else. This is it. Amen. This is Him. He's here. He's here. He's here. My God, He's here. Hosanna in the highest. He's here. You gonna let Him get away? I said, you gonna let Him get away? Gonna let Him pass right on by? Or are you gonna reach out to Him? Hallelujah! Praise the name of our God! Praise the name of our God! Praise the name of Jesus! I don't have to say another thing tonight. He's here. He can take over any time He wants it. Come on, church. If you'll turn loose, He'll do it. I said He'll do it. He'll save and sanctify, fill with the Holy Ghost and fire, heal and baptize. Bless God. Oh, God. My God. Sweet Lamb of God. All right. It came to pass, the Bible said, as he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. He knew something was going on. And I'm sure that you too are aware that, amen, of Jesus when He's among us. And if you can't feel Him now, I'd be on the altar praying, Lord, let me feel You. Amen. He asked them, what's going on? They said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. I believe when he heard this, he knew his chance had come. He knew who Jesus was. The Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit in Galilee, and there went out fame of him throughout all the region around about. And no doubt this blind man had heard of Jesus. And he cried, saying, Jesus, David, have mercy on me. And guess what? The Bible said, and they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. Bartimaeus, I want you to shut your mouth. We are having a parade here today. Hello. And you just hold your peace, and I'll see if I can get you a appointment with Jesus sometime next week. That's what the devil's telling you. You don't have to do it tonight. Do it some other time. Do it some other time. Larry, I can hear the blind man say, well, I don't want to bother nothing, but is this the Jesus that fed 5,000 with huh? Is that him that was walking on the sea? That's him? I mean, I really don't want to bother y'all in your church and upset you, not, but I... He told me it was Jesus now. Is he the one that was cleansing the lepers and calling dead folks out of the grave? And was he the one that stopped that widow woman to give her son back? That's him? Tell me something, sir. Has he opened any blinded eyes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir, he has.
You mean like mine?
Just like yours.
He did it?
Just like
he and
did.
He's passing by right here in front of me?
He's right out there.
And you want me to shut up? You're telling me that it's Jesus that's able to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Brother Dennis, and you want me to shut up while he's passing by, and this is the only time he's going to be through here? He didn't know that, but it was the only time. Hey, come on here. I've heard about him, and here he is. He's finally here. Amen. And you want me to shut up? You want me to keep my mouth shut? I'm sorry, son. Oh, the Son of David. What? That's him that's walking the aisle. And you're going to let the devil tell you to shut up? You're going to sit right there and let the Son of God pass through here and not call out to him? You're going to let him get away? My God, you're going to let him... You're going to let him get away? He's here. He's here. Whoa. Are you going to let it get away? He's here. He's all over the building. My God, if I needed something from God, I'd hit these altars right now. That's right. Call out to him. I've got lots of other to preach, but I don't have to say another word. He's here. And that's all I ask for, is for the Spirit of God to come down. I've got to be here. And here he is. Why don't you reach out to him tonight? Why don't you call on him? Don't let Jesus pass by. Stop him tonight. Get a hold of him. He's here.